Ready for a deep dive? Today we're going to explore India's digital revolution, how it's evolved from the year 2000 to now. It's really quite something how India's tech scene has become this major global force.
Yeah, and to grasp the sheer scale of it, we have to rewind a bit before we jump into the 21st century.
Okay, so back in time we go.
Exactly. Think about the British East India Company's rule and those big names like Warren Hastings, Lord Cornwallis, shaping early British India, you know, and then there's the rise of the whole Company Bahadur thing. All of these legacies, though they seem far back in time, they actually played a part.
Right. They set the stage for where India is today. It's like the seeds of this digital revolution were planted way back then.
Exactly.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Okay, let's fast forward now to like the late 1900s and early 2000s. Boom. India's IT sector explodes, right? What happened there?
I think it was a few things coming together. India had like this young workforce, super energetic, ready to embrace new technologies. And then you have these government initiatives promoting tech education, bringing in investment.
Yeah, creating the right environment.
Yeah, exactly. But it was really the rise of global outsourcing that was huge. So many companies looking for tech talent, and India was right there.
It's like India stepped onto the world stage at just the right moment. Cities like Bangalore, I mean, it's called the Silicon Valley of India for a reason.
Totally. You get these vibrant hubs for innovation, drawing in the global tech giants and fostering a real startup culture.
Exactly.
But, and this is key, it wasn't just about the technology itself. This boom was also tied in with India's social fabric. Do you remember we talked about the Mandel Commission earlier?
Yeah, that was established back in the late 70s to address inequalities based on caste.
Right. And it had this kind of unintended but positive consequence for the tech sector. Because it pushed for social justice and inclusion, it led to a more diverse workforce, which actually benefited everyone, brought in a wider range of talent and perspectives.
It's amazing how things connect. You know, something intended for one area ends up having a huge impact somewhere else. Okay, now let's move on to what I think was a really pivotal moment. The launch of that Digital India initiative in 2015, it was so ambitious. This was about so much more than just boosting tech infrastructure.
It really was.
This is about like empowering people, using technology to transform lives.
It was a vision, you know, for a connected nation, trying to bridge that digital divide, promoting e-governance, fostering innovation, and importantly, making technology accessible to everyone. I think one of the most striking examples of that is the Aadhaar system.
Right, the biometric identification program. From what I understand, that really revolutionized how public services are delivered.
Right, it provides a unique ID number to every resident in India. And before Aadhaar, you know, accessing government services, it could be, well, cumbersome, lots of bureaucracy delays. Imagine physically going to government offices, long lines, tons of paperwork, just for basic services.
Yeah, I can imagine. So Aadhaar streamlined all of that.
Exactly. It provided this secure, verifiable digital identity.
Ah, so people could access those services online, bypass all the bureaucracy?
Yes. And especially for people in rural areas where access to those services was limited before, this was huge.
And I've read that it also had a big impact on financial inclusion, right? Like
helping
millions of people open bank accounts for the first time, access financial services.
That's right. Aadhaar really made sure that government benefits actually reached the people who needed them most. It's been a real game changer.
So more than a technological innovation, it was almost like a social revolution. It leveled the playing field, brought millions of Indians into the formal economy, people who had been excluded before.
You got it. And that's just one example of how Digital India is reshaping the country. There's also the focus on expanding internet connectivity, promoting digital literacy, and really fostering a culture of innovation.
So it's not just about building the infrastructure itself. It's about creating a whole ecosystem, right?
Mm.
Where technology can really empower people, drive progress.
Exactly.
It's amazing to see how India is using technology to tackle some of its most pressing challenges.
Mm-hmm. And this focus on inclusive growth, that's really a key theme running through the whole digital revolution in India.
Mm.
It's not just about creating a tech elite. It's about making sure that everyone benefits from this progress. Everyone in every corner of society.
Right. A commitment to social justice. The belief in the power of technology to transform things. I like that.
Yeah, it's powerful stuff.
And it's not just limited to like the IT sector either.
Mm.
This digital wave is transforming traditional sectors too.
Oh, absolutely.
Take e-commerce, for example.
Right.
India's online marketplaces are just booming. I mean, companies like Flipkart and Amazon, they're household names now.
Yeah, they've become huge. But what's really interesting is how e-commerce in India isn't just about those big players. It's also about giving power to smaller businesses, bringing them into the digital world.
You're right. I was reading about how even those local Kirana stores, you know, those little neighborhood shops you see everywhere.
Yeah.
They're finding ways to thrive in this new digital age.
They really are. A lot of them have started using those online platforms, expanding their customer base, reaching people they never could have before. I think it speaks to that entrepreneurial spirit you find in India. It's really ingrained in the culture.
It's a cool mix of tradition and innovation. These small businesses, they've been the backbone of the Indian economy for so long, and now they're using technology to compete globally. It's pretty amazing. What do you think drove this e-commerce boom, though?
Well, a few things happen at once. First, you have the massive increase in internet and smartphone use, even in rural areas, that gave so many people access to online marketplaces.
Right.
And then there's the growing middle class,
yeah,
more disposable income, and they're interested in shopping online. But maybe the biggest factor was the innovation in mobile payment systems.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
A big chunk of the population didn't have access to traditional banking.
Exactly. So these mobile payment systems like Paytm and PhonePe, they made online transactions possible, convenient, even for people without bank accounts. It really opened things up. Democratized e-commerce, you could say. Anyone with a phone could participate.
It's incredible how technology can remove those barriers, create opportunities. And this isn't just happening in commerce, right? Education is going through its own digital revolution, too.
Oh, for sure. Imagine a student in a remote village, miles from a decent school. Now they can access amazing educational resources online. That's the power of this technology.
It's an amazing thought. Breaking down those geographical barriers, the socioeconomic divides that made it so hard for some people to get a good education.
Exactly. These online learning platforms offer so much, from courses to tutorials to skill development programs. They cater to everyone, no matter their background or age, and they're creating these new pathways for learning, for advancement.
It's like democratizing education. What kind of impact has this had on rural communities specifically?
It's been huge. Quality education is finally within reach for a lot of people who were shut out before. Students in rural areas can learn new skills, get a higher education, and be competitive in the global job market.
It's inspiring to see how this technology is empowering people, giving them the tools to shape their own future. But I'm sure there are still challenges, right? I mean, making this digital vision a reality can't be easy.
Well, there are definitely some hurdles. Digital literacy is a big one. Not everyone has the skills or knowledge to use technology effectively. And then infrastructure, especially reliable internet access, that's still a problem in some places, particularly in those remote areas.
So it's not enough to just provide access to the technology. You have to give people the skills to use it well.
Absolutely. It's about investing in digital literacy programs, training teachers to use technology in the classroom, and creating an environment where everyone can thrive in this digital age.
It's a good reminder that technology is just a tool, right? It's how we use it that matters, how we use it to create a more equitable and inclusive society. Now, beyond e-commerce and education, are there other areas where technology is shaping India's future?
Oh, definitely. One of the most exciting areas is fintech, financial technology. India's become a global center for fintech innovation. Startups are developing cutting-edge solutions for things like payments, lending, and investment.
I've heard about companies like Paytm and how they've revolutionized digital payments. But what other kinds of fintech innovations are happening?
It's happening across the board.
Yeah.
Companies are using AI, artificial intelligence, and machine learning to assess creditworthiness. That means financial services are becoming accessible to people who are shut out by traditional banks. And then there's blockchain technology. People are exploring that for secure, transparent transactions. And then there are these mobile-first platforms making investing easier and cheaper for everyone.
So it sounds like fintech is democratizing finance, just like Aadhaar democratized access to government services.
You got it. It's about giving individuals more control over their finances, building a more inclusive financial system.
It reinforces the idea that this digital revolution isn't just about technological progress. It's about social and economic empowerment, creating a future where everyone has the opportunity to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's remarkable to see how India, with its incredible history and culture, has embraced this whole technological wave and become a global force in the digital world.
It really is. I think it shows the resilience of the Indian people, their ability to adapt throughout history. I mean, India has faced so many challenges, so many changes. And yet there's this constant capacity for innovation, for adaptation, for progress.
It's true. And we've talked about it, right? The influence of the British East India Company, the rise of the company Bihador, even the impact of the Mandal Commission, which wasn't really intended but ended up being so significant.
Mm.
It's almost as if every chapter in India's history laid the groundwork for this digital leap forward.
Exactly. And it's not just about copying what others have done. India's digital revolution is about using technology to tackle its own unique challenges, to find solutions that fit its specific needs.
Like using those mobile payment systems, right, to overcome the limitations of traditional banking.
Oh.
Or using online education platforms to bridge that gap in access to quality education.
Right. It's about harnessing the power of technology to create a more equitable and inclusive society. But, you know, while we're celebrating all this progress, I think it's important to acknowledge the potential downsides, too.
You're right. We can't just focus on the shiny positive side. What are some of the challenges India needs to address to make sure this progress is sustainable and benefits everyone?
One of the biggest ones is the digital divide. While internet access has expanded a lot, there are still many people, especially in rural areas, who don't have reliable or affordable internet.
So bridging that gap is key. And it's not just about giving people physical access to the internet.
Yeah.
It's also about making sure they have the skills and knowledge to use it effectively.
Exactly. Digital literacy is so important. We need to invest in programs that teach people how to use technology safely, responsibly, and productively. Otherwise, we risk creating a new kind of inequality where only those who are digitally literate have access to opportunities.
And it's not just about individual empowerment either. There are broader societal issues to think about.
Oh, absolutely. Data privacy, cybersecurity, the ethical use of AI, these are all crucial issues. As India embraces these new technologies, it needs to put strong frameworks and regulations in place to protect people's rights and ensure that these technologies are used responsibly.
So it's a balancing act, right?
Mm.
Encouraging innovation while also protecting individuals and society as a whole.
Exactly. It requires everyone to work together, the government, industry, and civil society, to create a digital ecosystem that's both dynamic and ethical.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into India's digital revolution, is there a key takeaway you'd leave our listeners with?
I think the main thing is this. India's digital journey isn't just about technology. It's about people. It's about empowering individuals, transforming communities, and creating a future where technology drives progress and inclusivity.
It's a powerful vision. And it's clear that India isn't just embracing the digital revolution. It's shaping it in its own unique way, blending innovation with its rich cultural heritage and its commitment to social justice.
It's a journey that's still unfolding. There will be opportunities and there will be challenges. But one thing is for sure, India is going to be a major force in shaping the future of the digital world.
It's been fascinating exploring India's digital transformation with you today. To our listeners, we encourage you to keep exploring this exciting landscape. Stay curious and engage in the conversations that are shaping the future of technology, not just in India, but globally.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We look forward to exploring more with you in our next episode.